Dead End Hip Hop mixtape review, Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, Kismet. So the last time we spoke about Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, it was like 2 years ago with that mixtape Lost in Translation. I think we also did that one with the needle drop,
right?
Yeah, we did that one with the needle drop. And yeah,
yeah, that was the first
collab. Wow, it's a long time ago. But I didn't like Lost in Translation because I felt like the production, I wasn't feeling the production, and Motherfucking Esquire was just a little too gritty for me. But yo, I can't front, my whole perception has changed. The production on Kismet, I believe, is stellar. I think this fits him more than Lost in Translation production, for me. And when you listen to Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, he's still that gritty, dingy, real nigga. But he's speaking real shit on this one. I think like one of the realest songs on here was Hoes I Don't Remember. I feel just like that. This song is for all the hoes I don't remember. You know, I don't miss you, I don't love you, but you know, it is what it is. I have to get to the track, Illest Niggas Breathing. I have to play that motherfucking joint daily. That is 2013 FIFO anthem. That is the shit. Mr. Motherfucker Esquire, I apologize for Lost in Translation. I still don't fuck with it, but this shit, dope as fuck.
I absolutely enjoyed this project a lot. It seemed like with this project, you know, it seemed like Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, it seemed like it seemed so organic, his flows and everything on here compared to his previous project, even though I still liked it. I still loved the previous project. I think the production on here, agree with FIFO, I thought it was hella fire stellar. It was every track. It was no whack production on here.
Impeccable.
Yeah, it was impeccable.
His flow was definitely impeccable.
His flow, Mr. Motherfucking Esquire flow is very impeccable. And I like the way he transitioned from on Cherry Raindrops to Vanilla Raindrops, like he was talking about. It kind of, when I listened to that song, it kind of put me in the album cover, almost. Like, he was talking about that chicken album cover, you know what I'm saying? So, I was like, damn, that was dope. But my favorite track, I think, is Paper Hearts. I think that's my favorite one. So, yeah. I mean, the beat, the way he was finding his pocket on that beat when it switched up on Paper Hearts, oh my God, that was that one. And it was the second one, Noble... what is that called? Noble Ali or Noble to Ali or something. It's the second track. Huh? Oh, it was the second track. But anyway, that one and Paper Hearts are like my two favorite. Yeah, that one. That joint. And then the joint he did over... can't think of the damn name. But anyway, I thought the posse cut was cool. I think it would have been cool if he'd added Underachievers on there with Flatbush Zombies.
Oh, Tomorrow's
Yeah, with Danny Brown and all them.
Instead of Flatbush Zombies?
No. It'd have been cool if he would have added Underachievers on there, because they kind of in that same type of that. The feel of the track sound like it was in that same, that Underachievers mode. You know what I'm saying?
You like Nacho Picasso?
Nacho Picasso?
Like,
he was okay.
Nacho!
I like Chains. Chains was a dope track with that Georgia Amarillo. I'm a huge fan of her work production-wise. She's good. I like that joint. But overall, I loved it, man. This was a dope project. Paper Hearts, I mean, that was a track I had on repeat for a long time, was Paper Hearts. I love that joint. But overall, I loved it.
Yeah, man. I play this album every day, and I'll admit, you know, I was wrong on Esquire. I didn't know where my whole thing with him was, where does he fit and what would he do from now? And this is it. You know, and I've listened to some of his other projects. What, man? What?
I ain't say nothing.
You over there shaking your damn head.
I'm always shaking my head when you talk.
But look, Bob, man, I'm trying.
Just holding in my I told you so. That's all. That's all it is. That's all it is.
You're good now. Okay. You're good. You got it out.
I did.
Fuck. Because, you know, I've listened to, like, Rob was talking about the Christmas album, like, Merry Christmas and something.
Merry
I can't
Christmas
remember.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. And then The Power and Passion. So I've listened to, you know, other Esquire projects even after the review and everything like that. Because I'm still, you know, at that time, still trying to, you know, work through. But anyway, whatever. Fuck that. The album itself, I play it every day. It's a good album. This shit is amazing with the way he put this thing together, from the opening with the cauldron all the way to the fucking end. And even the short snippets tracks that he had were just dope too. But what I loved about it is this album sounds so sinister and soulful almost at the same time. Like, you just listen to it. Sorry, man. I know it sounds a little odd, but it's kind of has a sinister sound to it. But it, at the same time, like Hoes That Don't Remember has a little soul because that guy is coming. He be singing his ass off.
He was singing.
So that kind of brought a little bit of soul to it. But the way that Esquire switches up his flows and switches up the songs, man, it was so creative and added so much character to the whole project that, you know, you just sit in there, you're listening to it, and he just pulls you in further and further. And each time he does it, it's doper than the one he was doing before. And it just adds this shit was fucking dope. And I agree with Mike from the mid-year review. This should not have been a fucking mistake. No. This shit is album quality. It's one of the best projects albums I have heard all year. And like I said, I play it every fucking day, and it never grows tiresome. All right. Let's go. Let's get it out the way. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Give it to me.
I told y'all. Y'all were sleeping on Mr. Motherfucking Esquire. Ken?
I don't understand. I mean, I kind of want to like it, but I don't know if I like it, because I don't know where he's trying to go.
Now he got there, and look at your ass. You owe him an apology. That's what you apologize.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, apologize.
Oh, you did?
I apologize.
This album is fucking stellar. If you didn't watch the mid-year, I'll say it again. I had downloaded this and I just got busy, didn't get time to listen to it. And Rod, aka Modest Media, he got on my ass and was like, man, go listen to this shit. And I put it on one time, I was like, this shit's going on my top five. Immediately. It's fucking unbelievable. He's one of the most creative rappers out right now. I think what's so great about Mr. Motherfucking Esquire is he's like the perfectly perplexing artist. Like, he does not make sense. He's like the intelligent hoodlum. You know, he could tell you a dope-ass hood story, but he's gonna use words that you need a thesaurus to go look up or Google this shit to see what he's referencing. He's that dope. But yeah, man, the spacey beats and he has a voice made perfectly for rap. You know, and I love the line where he said, I'm Frank Wright, mixed with a twist of Lord Bortle. Did you catch that?
On which song?
I don't remember what song it was. I'll have to look it up in a second. Okay. He's like Biggie, but mixed with like that weird off-kilter underground MC flavor, man. I think it's fucking fresh, man. But yeah, this album was not, there's not one skippable song on it. I just love how fearless Esquire is. Like, if you listen to every project he's done, I can't think of anybody else that sounds like him. And he always just does whatever the fuck he wants. And he's like, if you get it, cool. If you don't, I don't give a fuck. Or, like, y'all, if you get it, cool. Eventually, your ass will later. Sit on it long enough, you'll get it.
Final thought, man. Look, before, because I went back even to the review and I watched it. And I said, you know, Esquire was too dirty and grimy and shit. I couldn't hang out with him. Fuck that shit. It's my nigga now. Yeah, nah. Motherfucker Esquire is a real dude, man. I love the project beginning to end. The production on here, almost every track bangs in the whip. Almost every track. You know, the production was really on point. It fits him. It was dirty and grimy enough, but still clean enough where a pretty nigga like me could still listen to it. Mr. Motherfucker Esquire is dope as fuck. On this project, I can't fuck with Lost in Translation, but from this project on, I definitely fuck with Esquire. This shit bumps in the whip, beginning to end, man. I fuck with this shit.
Yes, you know, Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, he outdid himself with this one. I think about it, listen to it just like the rest of them before we did our top five. This would have been in my top five easily as well for the mid-year. It might survive and make it for the remainder of the year. You never know. But I enjoyed this project a lot, front to back. Mr. Motherfucking Esquire he really sounds so natural and just organic on this project, man. And I loved it. I loved that about him. And he was honest and he was grimy at the same time, and lyrical and commercially easy hooks as well. So, you know, I love it. Love it. Front to back.
You know, like you said in the first song, Esquire, you know, you don't need approval from anybody, which is true.
Yep.
But, you know what I'm saying, I will admit that I was wrong, and I will be a man and step up to say that. I love this project. It was a dope project from beginning to end, and even the stuff that you released prior to this was good as well. So, you know, I want to make amends for that. I get it. I see where you go. I see where this can go now. I get it. You got it because it's you, but I get it. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with being wrong. You good, Mike? You good?
I'm good, man.
All right, cool.
I pretty much mirror basically everything B said. This album is start to finish great, man. I think that it's great that he's getting more believers in him, because you're not the only ones that doubted him. I got a lot of messages when I was talking about Lost in Translation that people were just like, I just don't get it. So I'm glad that people are finally understanding where Esquire is coming from. And that line he says where he's like, pray they keep ignoring me, pray they think I'm weird. That line is so true. All you other rappers better hope that record execs keep thinking he's a weirdo and they keep ignoring him, because if they finally understand what we understand, he's gonna be a problem in the game. He's gonna be a big problem because, like B said, he is lyrical. He's not only lyrical, he's deep. Like, who else will drop knowledge about African gods? And then in the same song, two bars later, they're talking about ass and titties. Who does that?
Drinking and stuff.
Esquire. He's the intelligent hoodlum, and that's why I like him so much. But he's gonna be a problem. If you guys let him be, he's gonna be a serious problem. So yeah, please, if you haven't heard this album, go listen to it. It's definitely boxing with another album that I won't mention for number one in my spot. So give it a shot, man. Mr. Motherfucking Esquire.
Impeccable.
Very impeccable.
It was very
amazing.
Impeccable.
Amazing.
This is one of the most impeccable albums I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, it was just fucking outstanding. Just an outstanding album as a whole. I just loved it from top to bottom. Everything about it.